Good morning. It's a Monday morning, and we're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about a union. I see a union big hired for Governor Cuomo's reelection bid.
Yes, Mike Fishman, who worked for SEIU and was a four-term president of 32BJ, which represents private cleaners and commercial operators down in New York City, has been hired by the state party and the Cuomo 2018 reelection campaign. It's, Fishman has deep ties into the labor community, not only a good hire for the governor, but also a shot back at the progressives who say that he's not progressive and that he needs to go more to the left. Fishman has deep ties to a lot of the groups that are saying that, so it's a message to them as well.
Now to the big story, the course relationship between the New York City mayor and the governor, Andrew Cuomo, although both Democrats, has not been good. And we see what is being called a, quote, revenge plan in your column today that the New York City mayor is going to use against the governor, which began with his criticism of the reunification of the IDC in the Senate.
Yeah, it was a particularly harsh critique of the plan put forward by Cuomo allies. And not only did the mayor say that, criticize the plan, but he said the only reason the governor right now is really getting involved in the effort is to boost his presidential bid in 2020. It was probably the harshest comments the mayor's made about the governor since 2015 when he said that he rules by vendetta. And according to people who are close to City Hall, it's not going to be the last. Cuomo enters his own reelection campaign this year, and the mayor is going to look to damage him in 2018 and maybe even try to end his presidential bid in 2020.
Of course, the mayor has to go to Albany to ask for things for the city, and that could be hampered, certainly, yes?
Yeah, the mayor already has a bad relationship with Albany. The Senate Republicans don't like him. A lot of Democrats in the legislature are wary of him, and the governor certainly doesn't like him. So he's kind of made the calculation that he'll have a less aggressive agenda that he expects to get done this year. He's willing to give up this year to try and flip the Senate aggressively to the Democrats, which he thinks ultimately will help him and the city in year 2, 3, and 4 of his second term.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. You can head to nydailynews.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.